Before we begin, I just want to ask Faraz Ahmed to come up. He is from Islamica magazine and has brought some copies, and just will speak for a minute on his publication.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much to Aid for giving me this chance to talk for just a minute. I won't take up too much time. I'm the senior editor of this magazine. It's called Islamica. It's probably the only periodical in North America that focuses exclusively on relations between the Muslim and the Western world. And unfortunately, I couldn't bring 150 copies with me, because then my poor wife would have to carry half of them, and she probably couldn't do that. So I have a couple, so you're more than welcome to come see me if you want to look at them. Maybe I can hand some out. But just very briefly, what sets us apart is that we're not moderate, we're not conservative, we're not Sufi, we're not one or the other. What we're trying to do is take the best of Western civilization and the best of Islamic civilization and have a dialogue. That's all we're trying to do. And I think that's in kind of the tradition of both of these very historic civilizations, and we'll hope that that will unfold between our pages. And I can talk about this at length, but I won't. I'll just give you a very brief story about what I think makes this magazine an important one, and one that is very much in line with the goals of this conference. Everyone's very familiar with the Mukhtar Mai, who was the woman who was brutally raped in Pakistan 2 years ago. And if we read the stories in the press, we know that she was raped, and she was one of the few women who actually stood up for her rights. And the implicit undertone is that she did that in contravention of the traditional, quote-unquote, Islamic society that is very oppressive. The reality of the situation is that the local imam of her village is the one who protected her and spoke out on her behalf and actually called the press into the village to ensure that her story was told. But that story is actually never told in the Western press, and that's what we're trying to do. We interviewed her a year ago, and in 2 issues ago, you can read that interview. In it, she states in her own words what happened. And if we had more alternative media that did present those ideas and allowed for people to speak as things were, I think we'd have a better chance of understanding what the real issues are, as opposed to allowing these things to take on agendas or ideas that aren't necessarily really there. So I invite you to come see me. I'll give out as many magazines as I have, and I wish everyone a great conference, and thanks again to Aid Democracy. Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll be passing out the copies that we have to people who ask questions at this panel, so that's your incentive.